Fuck yeah.
Is it Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm actually speaking.
Yeah, this is Dwight with Comcast Cares. How you doing?
That was a quick turnaround from Twitter to a phone call in, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we tend to like to get on top of things rather quickly. Can I ask what the original complaint was? Why were we have to send massive amounts of people to your house?
Okay, so the core of the complaint originally was I don't get the speed that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I live literally the node for the area for the network connection is literally on my property, like it's right on the corner of my property. I have they always say you've got great signal, blah 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 blah. I went and I bought a brand new modem, a brand new everything. And, you know, we still have speed issues, intermittent speed issues. So the problem with that is that, you know, I kept sick of calling because every time I call, they'd want to send somebody out here to go check on it, which in my mind is bullshit because unfortunately they've checked it so many times that at this point the techs just shrug their shoulders, say, you know, think to themselves, well, you're an idiot, and say there's nothing we can do because we don't know. And at that point, they leave. So it's just a waste of time. And because I have to be here, because I happen to be a network engineer by trade, I'm actually a programmer / network engineer. I've been doing technology for over 20 years, worked at Microsoft, turned down jobs at Google, etc. I know what I'm doing. And because of that, my wife wants me here when somebody of a technical nature comes over, because I know if they're bullshitting me or not.
Right.
Unfortunately, your techs are trying to BS me. I had a really, really bad experience. And so the end result of that and the things that she told me are honestly, you know, I'm actually, if I had been there, I would have shot the guy.
Okay.
So
what did he say to your wife?
He tried to assault my wife. He verbally assaulted her.
Oh my goodness.
And he tried to push his way into the house.
Was she okay?
Into the rooms of the house that he was not. No, she's okay. Yes. The problem here is that, so I collect knives, I collect swords, I collect guns. My wife has the ability to defend herself if she has to. I don't know what exactly transpired, but I do know that my wife was able to stop the guy and defend herself.
Right.
The problem here is that even to hear the first part of that as a married man angers me. And at this point, she does not want a single Comcast person in the home unless I'm here, and she'd prefer it be a woman.
Sure.
And that is why she made the request that we have a...
I'm reading notes while I'm listening. Did, at some point, the text says that your wife made a pass at him.
No. Never.
And then when she answered the door, she was in some type of lingerie.
That is categorically untrue, and my wife would never do that. And if you guys are going to falsify records now to cover your ass.
No, I'm listening. I'm just reading what the this is the actual technician that came out. He actually documented this. Is what he wrote. I'm an impartial party.
Okay, so I'm gonna go upstairs. I'm gonna talk to my wife, and I'm gonna tell her flat out what you just said. And you're going to get to hear her response.
Sure.
She's going to say, bullshit.
Sure.
So Comcast is saying that, you know that tech that was aggressive with you and kind of did things you shouldn't have done? I'm on the phone with Comcast right now. They're telling me that their records say that you made a pass at him and you were wearing, like, a negligee or something.
No.
Exactly. That's exactly what I told him to say. Yeah, so there you go. You heard her screaming in the background.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Give me a second.
The guy's filing false reports.
I'm going to patch in Kendra. She's our female technician that I wouldn't mind getting out to you.
As far as I'm concerned, I wear a t-shirt and jeans.
She's wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Okay.
That's not an lingerie. Yeah.
Hello?
So, my wife is yelling. I'm going to get out of the room because she's not too pissed. Yeah.
Yeah, I just patched in my female tech that I'd like to send out to you. And so she's on the line with me.
So here's the deal. You just heard my wife, okay?
Yeah.
She was in jeans and a t-shirt. And the day that this happened, I know that to be true because I saw what she got dressed in before I went to work.
Oh.
So she was in jeans and a t-shirt, not a long day. And the fact is that your guy lied in his report. Says you guys have a serious issue if he's allowed to make those reports.
Well, this guy has been written up. He's been written up many times. That's why I was just bringing that up, that he had put that in report.
Okay,
and then,
so
I don't know why
he seemed
it necessary to write in the report that while he was doing work outside, he saw many men coming in and out of the residence, which I don't know why that matters at all, but that's what he noted in here, as well as the other information I have already spoken to you about.
Okay, so here's the deal. This guy is making a lot of lies and falsifying things, and I'm really pissed. I would like a copy of those records so I can give it to my attorney.
Okay.
Because you guys are now slandering my wife's character.
I can print those out and have them sent to you. Should I send them to the same service address?